Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As far as Pete and the start that he has, and just remarkable, if you look at all the numbers, just incredible. And I brought this up when I think it was another day that Boomer was out with you, where you know, Pete Alonso and maybe signing him to a contract extension in the season.
Yeah.
And then the other side of that, it's a tough thing to argue, because if you're just taking the emotion out of it, or who he is and the team and the history with the team, you know, if you're the player and the agent, you're like, well, why the hell would I not opt out and shop myself to get the most amount of money at the end of the season? And then if you're the Mets, you're like, well, why would I end up paying him in the middle of the season when he could have a devastating injury at some point the rest of this season, or his production goes way down? So I understand those parts of it. But at the same time, this was a ridiculous negotiation.
Sure was.
And you came up with this contract that made him the highest paid first baseman for a year. You know he's going to opt out. And he loves it here. The fans love him. Mm-hmm. He still has a number of good years left. Why can't we just, like, drop that crap when it comes to a thing like this?
I agree. Especially with one of your own guys. And I'm not saying that he deserves or needs or should get a 10-year deal. Not at all.
No.
But the idea that you wouldn't at this point, because he is older, he's not 25, and I get that and the whole thing, even though I think these contracts are beyond stupid. And I mean, even the, like I've said, and I mean this, to me, the best case scenario for the Mets is that the Mets win a couple, or at least one, win a World Series in the next 5 years, and they let Soto walk and don't have to pay him when he's 39 years old.
Yeah.
And it turns out to be a great 5-year run, and then let someone else give him $50 million a year after that. But whatever. I'm with you. We've seen other teams do this with younger players, like the Rays have done it, the Braves have done it, the Padres just did it with, I forget the kid's name, but you get my point from last week. Why not even go back to the original offer? And you know what? At that point, if he declines it again, from this point forward, it's on him.
Yeah.
But put it out there one more time. And here, and you want to know the answer to what you just said? Why should the player not shop himself? Here's why. He just tried and failed miserably.
Yeah, coming off a bad year.
I understand, but he's a year older now, too.
Yep. And also, you don't know from his perspective, too. Like, if they come to him in May or June and he's still on this heater, you know, you want to take advantage of that. I mean, he could go in a miserable slump for the rest of the year. And I just, and you're right. Not, it's not a 10-year deal.
No.
It's not like something that Aaron Judge got at his age when he was at 30 years old, even though he's going to earn every penny of that. Just how about this? You keep, obviously, this year the same.
Yeah.
You tear up the rest of the deal, and then you tack on four more years.
I couldn't agree more.
Then you got your contract. Now, David Stearns and Scott Boras, that would be completely out of their comfort zones.
I get it.
So the odds of it happening are slim, but I would just love to see that.
You know what it does? It creates a cloud that just hovers over the team and the player that does not need to be there. Yeah, just doesn't. And for all the people that say he's not, I'm so tired of people that say he's not a good first baseman. He actually is a good first baseman.
Yeah.
He might not have been when he came out of Florida. Maybe he wasn't the best defensive first baseman. And I am not saying he's this version of Hernandez or Mattingly even now. But he is a damn good first baseman that you feel very comfortable with out there every game.
Yeah, there's never been a player I can remember with the Mets that has climbed up their all-time stats charts in multiple categories who at this age was basically looked at as he's either going to be here or not be here by the end of the season. It's in 2 years in a row. Mm-hmm. To, like, I mean, think about, like, we without any sort of controversy, like Darryl Strawberry, obviously we know all the issues and things, but the trade to the Dodgers, I don't think that's a comparison to Pete. You know, how you were a big Strawberry fan. You remember how old he was when he got traded?
Well, he was a free agent when he went to the Dodgers.
I mean, free agent when he went out to LA.
So it was 1990, and he came up in 82 or 83, so 70. He's probably, I would say he was probably 27, 28 maybe. Because he was drafted at 18 right out of Crenshaw High School as a senior.
So he's March of 12th, 1962 is when he was born. So
28.
Yeah, so he's 28. But there was controversy around him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, I would not have let him go like Frank Cashin did.
No, and no one, yeah.
But there were Doc and Darryl, as it's been documented. They had their issues. There's no question about it. They had their issues. And things actually, while the first year in L.A. went well for him, after that, I mean, he got into all sorts of trouble. Then he wound up going to the San Francisco Giants, who made him, or maybe they actually hired his brother, who was a cop, to follow him to make sure he didn't get into trouble, still found his way into trouble. And then George Steinbrenner came in after he went to the Minneapolis, what was that team? God, we talk about following box scores. I used to get the box scores of that Minnesota Independent League team just to see how he was doing. That's how crazy I was of a fan. But yeah, I mean, there were issues, and that's why they let him go, but a lot of people didn't agree with it.
Like, so, you know, Pete Alonso is more David Wright than he is Darryl Strawberry. David Wright was never going anywhere.
He's a goofball, but he is such a good face for this franchise because he just seems like a good kid who just wants to play and win for the Mets. If you had nine of those guys, you'd have the greatest team ever.
Yeah, right. Because he really does want to win. I mean,
he does.
I think he wants to be everybody.
And here, he wants to win.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, and he wants to be paid, you know, like the other players in the league that are like him, like his peers. And I understand that, but I would love to see that. Scott Boras would never let that happen, but
it's such an interesting conversation and mind-boggling too. So, like, when you think about Soto, and I'm not getting into any metrics or style or nothing like that, but when you think about Soto as a player, this guy just got almost, and this is, I'm not exaggerating, he got almost $1 billion of a contract. He's an average, at best, outfielder. At best. He's a good hitter. That's like, he's getting paid to hit. That's what he's getting paid to do. Alonso gives you, I think, beyond solid. I think he's an above average first baseman. He's a hell of a fielder. He's one of the better home run hitters we have seen. And I know last year was bad. I don't care what the numbers say. Last year was not a good year. He's one of the most prolific home run hitters right now in baseball and has been for the last 7, 8 years. And yet we treat him like, give him 4 years. What are you out of our mind? But we'll give this guy who can't play right field without tripping over himself 17 years and $400 billion. It's hilarious.
Do you think if he had a different personality that those things that you're talking about would go away?
In what way? What do you mean? Not being a goofball?
Yeah, like I feel like because of his goofiness, he's not taken as seriously. Like, think about, like, you know, David Wright was a captain. Like, he had a little bit of an aura. He was a baby face guy, sure, but he had more of an aura about him, and like being the guy who was the face of the franchise, you'd slap on the media guide every single year. I mean, Aaron Judge has this presence, never says the wrong thing. Not that Pete does, but he's got this presence. He's a huge man. Sure. You see him. Like, Pete's like, you know, he's not in the greatest shape, but he's a goofball. So, like, if he had the same exact numbers, same age, everything, but looked more like and acted like Bryce Harper, I'm telling you, it would be different.
So you think there's a part of it where he gets taken advantage of?
I do.
Because of his personality.
I do.
But isn't that what the agent's for? Like, how much of negotiating is he actually? I mean, hell, the way we understand it, the only way they actually got this deal done was him going face-to-face with Steve Cohen.
You know, and it's another one of these things, too. Like, if you remember when he came up, like, he was never even taken all that seriously in the minors. Like, he was hitting home runs, and people were like, well, who is this? This kid? I remember Ed Coleman one time was on years and years ago.
He's like, well, I might call up Alonso. Do I think he's going to be a great player? No. Could he have a couple home runs? Yes. He might be a 4A player.
Like, it wasn't like he was drafted number one overall and he was coming up through the system. People were like, I can't wait for this guy. You know, and then people would go see him.
Yeah.
Like, wow, look at the numbers that this guy's putting up in the minors. You go see him, like, you see this, like, halfway pudgy, you know, balding goofball. And he'd be like, him? He's going to be the face of the franchise?
I get that. But you know what the face of the franchise for me is? A guy that hits a home run in the last inning of a game that's going to eliminate you from the postseason and instead sends you on to the next round. A guy who hits a big home run in the next round against the Phillies. I see what you're saying. I get it.
I agree with everything you're saying. I think that it's a shame. I just think that that's happening and it's silly. I just think that there are certain...
You want an edge to him.
Yeah, I mean, or just like more, like he doesn't really exude like I'm the man or the confidence in like it just, it doesn't.
Yeah, like, he's not the alpha.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and also like the goofiness with the home run derby and the kiss and the bat and the weird stuff he would do. And
you're not wrong, but I still think at the end of the day, if I had to make a decision on who I want to give my money to, there's not a better example of someone I would want to pay.
And same here, you know, and people will hear what I'm saying and totally misunderstand it. I'm playing devil's advocate in the sense with Pete and just saying, why is it when you just take away, you just look at his career, look at his numbers and look who he is and all of the things. Why isn't this a slam dunk? Like, I would sign him to a contract during a season.
If we're just talking baseball, my answer to that would be the age, and they're worried about him falling off the cliff because he's about to hit where he's at in his 30s, that would be my answer. But I do think track record means something, and I do believe you can still project some pretty good numbers at his age. He's not 40.
No, and that's why you did.
Agreed.
1 year this year plus four.
Yep.
Bang. There you go. There's your contract. Frank in Saddlebrook. What's going on, Frank?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I've been a Met fan since 1962, and you guys brought up Keith Hernandez and John Olerud, two outstanding individuals and ball players. And Keith, I thought, is the greatest all-around Met of all time. But I also think with John Olerud's stats going back to Toronto, going forward, he is Keith Hernandez's equal, maybe not defensively, but all around. I was wondering what your thoughts are.
He was a great offensive. He was a really good defensive player,
great,
too, but he was a great offensive player. Didn't he have some years where he batted 350?
Yeah. I mean, and his defense was phenomenal. You remember that that 99 Mets team, I was the best defensive infield that they ever had, and he was a huge part of that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Keith was Keith all around. And, you know, I'd have to go through and comb through the numbers, which I'm not necessarily going to do. But I mean, both those guys, phenomenal careers. I mean, I'll always be partial to Keith.
Real, before we go to break, how about this? How about this season with Toronto? 158 games played. He batted 363.
Yeah.
363. That's pretty impressive.
How many strikeouts?
I bet you not many, because he was not a strikeout. Let's see. And so I'll give you the at-bat. Here are your plate appearances. 679 plate appearances. How many strikeouts? You want to take a guess?
55.
You're pretty close. 65.
Wow.
Think about that with what we watch every day now in baseball, where it's okay to strike out 230 times a season. 65 strikeouts.
Yeah. I mean, he's a great player that does not get talked about a ton.
Yep.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.